Do you have anything that you want to get off your chest for the first 5 minutes for the audio only? So like no one's going to hear it.
Yeah.
Dude, tell them.
Tell them.
What's going on, girls?
Bring it up. Don't be afraid.
I'm kidding.
She's pregnant.
Jack looked at me like I was serious. I had to drop the I'm kidding.
We
so
do
quick.
Wish that it could happen. Accidentally.
Like
we
naturally.
Talk about that a lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm really? Jealous of couples that are like, oops, we got pregnant. And like, right. I guess we'll have it. Well,
I guess we'll have it.
You know what I mean? I yeah. wish that could happen to us.
Well, it does seem like the production of it all. Like, okay, I'm going to give a maybe an analogy that's not the same. But
yes.
like old people, I feel like they don't like have sex like naturally. Sometimes they're like, I get we'll have to have sex like on a Saturday. You know, I feel like that about pregnancy is probably not hot. Is like,
yeah.
gotta go get like to the doctor's office and like get
shots
and
the
artificially
shots for your
like,
eggs.
Yeah.
Inseminate it.
Are you guys gonna do it like at home hot. Insemination? So you can like make it more loving
like
than
sexy?
At the doctor?
I don't know.
We haven't talked about Wait. That actually. We haven't talked about what?
What is that? I didn't even know that was possible.
Oh, yeah. You
yeah,
get
you
a
get like a
turkey
baster.
No, you're lying.
And then you can
yeah.
bang and like yeah. shoot up
it's
semen.
True. No, you're lying.
Up each other.
You're lying.
I personally find turkey lying. Basters to be like incredibly unsexy. So I don't think that
I don't know.
That
I'm aroused.
You
by
can decorate
based.
Them.
Are you?
Honestly, you guys are gross.
Wait,
disgusting.
That is kind of scary.
It's gross.
Like it's either mm-hmm. you do it or the doctor does it. Yeah. So.
They
the doctor
also use
does it.
A yeah. base.
The doctor yeah. does it.
Get a hot doctor and then it's hot. And
no.
clean.
Oh my God.
Jack,
what?
Jack is quaking
I feel like
right now.
It would, okay, but maybe this is like a conspiracy by me. I don't really know how like maybe I'm about to start a conspiracy, a dangerous conspiracy that's gonna sweep the nation.
J-Anon.
But Good I feel one. Like your body, like it would like not this it can't be true. Like not accept the semen as much if it were not having a sexy time.
Apparently, you are more likely to get pregnant if you're like boning.
Because you're like, your
yeah.
body's wanting you to like,
yeah,
suck
like your
it up.
Egg is like something
guys,
on the
guys,
egg.
That is gross.
But like, if you really want a baby, maybe you tell your body, like, suck it up.
I think what I'm finding unfortunate about turkey baster, if we could bring it back to that, is that it implies. Whoever is being basted is a turkey. And I'm not loving that.
I'll be the turkey.
I'm not basting you.
What's wrong
you.
With that?
Not yeah. basting you.
I don't know. It just feels unsexy. Like you've been to Thanksgiving, I assume.
Of course I've been
see,
the turkey at
you've
Thanksgiving.
You've seen the turkey. It's not hot.
No, she's cute.
Well, the turkey's dead. But like,
but
Cammy what if,
will be alive.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Yeah.
What? Hated that.
The turkey, about? Though, the turkey is honored on Thanksgiving as well. Like, you know, you have to think of it like that. Like,
no,
like,
I
don't
not.
Know how if that's delicious. How I feel.
I feel that way.
As a vegan,
too.
Yeah, there's no
I don't
way.
Feel that way.
Turkey's like, I don't want to die.
But it's past that.
Let's just not call it a turkey
But it
baster.
Could be, you could be the turkey that the president saves on Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Does the president save one turkey each year?
Yeah. Like
what?
He unfortunately,
just
it's
one.
Is that
literally
real?
Yes. No, it's the turkey
he, like spares
like, saving,
a turkey.
Yes. Yeah. Like they bring he because every president's been a man, unfortunately.
That is
yeah.
So
but
nuts.
Every year he goes or not year. Oh yeah, yeah, year.
Yeah, it's once a year. Thanksgiving's once a year.
They like meet a bunch of turkeys and they save one.
He pardons a turkey.
That's the turkey.
How does he pick who to pardon?
It's like who
yeah, it's the pardon. That's what it is.
Do they actually call it that?
Maybe it's
well,
a pardon.
I was joking because presidents pardon people, like especially at the end of their term.
Yeah,
okay. For their crimes, the crime of being a turkey.
Wow, this
got weird.
Who knew turkeys were such a hot topic?
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Well, okay, if you were the president, what would you look for in a turkey?
Well, I feel like I would just pardon all of the turkeys.
But if you could only choose one, what's the deciding factor?
Well, I'm
for
the
you?
President. You can't tell me what
you
to
could
do.
Probably yeah. save more than one.
Yeah, you yeah. could save a few at least,
guys.
I'm sure they have the budget.
This is a classic. Would you rather? You can only choose one.
You're right. You're
we
right.
fight about these a lot.
You're
I always
striking a chord.
I always put terms on the would you rather's. I'm like, you can't just say that. Like, There, I can find a loophole. Give me some time and I will find that loophole.
I'll make it more structured. Okay. So it's easier for us.
Okay.
Okay. We have one turkey that's the youngest turkey, right? So like maybe it should get the whole life, right?
Yeah.
We have one turkey and it's a boy. Mm. We have a girl turkey.
Okay.
Yeah. Older sister.
Jen, have to do with this?
Well, I don't know. There's always like that thing in life where people are like, women and children, save the women and children. And then all the men die. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that.
Like Titanic.
Yeah.
We should do that. But in turkey.
Wait, aren't... Oh, never mind. Continue. I was thinking chickens for a second.
Same difference.
Yeah, they're similar. And then number three, the third turkey is... it's the turkey that... Someone help me out here. What's the other turkey?
It's a very wise turkey.
Maybe it's a wise turkey. Maybe it's like the longest living turkey we've ever seen.
Oh, cute.
Right?
Oh, no, okay.
So it's like a scientific marvel.
Keep him.
And we can only pick one. Wait, I forgot the second one.
Yeah, I also
female turkey, old turkey, or young turkey?
Female turkey.
Save the female turkey.
Yeah, save the female turkey.
Save the oldest living.
Wait, the young turkey.
You literally a moment ago said, what does gender have to do with it? And now you're like, save the female turkey.
No, save the young turkey.
Young turkey?
Yeah, shame.
I got distracted by the chicken thought in my head. And I was like, the female turkey, because she like lays eggs and stuff too. And then I realized it was a turkey. And then now I realize I don't really know anything about turkeys.
Do turkeys lay eggs?
No. Yes? No. No.
Well, they're not like giving birth to fully formed turkeys, you know?
No, I don't
think that's true. They have to lay eggs.
That's true.
Yeah, where do their babies come from? And we bring it back to the turkey baster.
Oh my God, they
use a turkey baster.
Lesbian turkeys.
Oh my God.
Figured it out. They're all lesbians. All turkeys
are
lesbians.
But they just call it a baster.
And yeah, they...
I'm so curious now.
There we go. We cracked
the code.
And they're all
master basters.
That was funny.
Amy.
Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I'm also gay. I was going to tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight. Hey, Amy.
Hiya.
Hi, guys.
Hey guys.
Hi, guys.
Aww.
Karen.
That's us.
Ew. Oh,
that's us.
How
fucking
dare you.
Tammy.
Tammy and Karen.
Terrible. Tammy's worse.
Horrible.
Wow. What do y'all people call you, though? What's the ship name?
We don't have people.
I don't think we have ship names.
Yeah. No.
We're individuals.
We are mature.
We're too old for ship names.
Is that true? Do you like age out of ship names at some point?
Mm. Brangelina never did.
Yeah.
So maybe not.
That's tough.
Maybe not.
Their ship name lasted longer than them.
Whoa.
By so long.
By so, so long.
It's tough.
What was Brad and Jennifer? Did they have one?
Bennifer.
Bennifer.
But did they
have- Yeah.
Oh.
Bennifer was a thing.
Okay.
Amy, when did you get so cool?
Yeah, you're giving
Where's my phone? I want to take a picture.
Monica from Friends vibes.
Whoa.
But in like a
cooler Phoebe way.
Yes. When did you get so cool? Is that offensive?
No.
When did you get so much cooler? Yeah, like what, dude?
You do look cool.
Like you wearing your glasses right now?
Thank you. It's because I'm the only one in the sun.
Yeah.
Cute.
Anyway, today we have Cammy and Taryn. Cam and Tar.
And Frank.
And Frank.
He's
out of frame.
Out of frame, but in our...
Not out of mind.
In our hearts.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
You guys know Cam and Taryn.
Maybe.
No introduction needed.
Yeah.
From Living With Me. Actually how you guys...
True.
Yeah.
It always comes back to that.
It
always
How you guys live together.
I wish I would have lived there. I do think about those days.
I think you would have really enjoyed it.
I think I would have too.
I would have enjoyed it more. Stayed here.
Okay.
Well, that's...
We out here.
Anyway.
That you guys are dating now.
So yeah, that's great.
We found our way.
That's makes sense.
Yeah.
Before we get into too deep, make sure to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Patreon that we do. New episodes and live streams and things like that. Also, get this.
What?
We just had a pre-show you can listen to all about pregnancy and turkey basting.
It was hot.
If I'm pregnant, you'll have to find out.
Is she basting?
You'll find out
on the Apple Podcast app.
Or Spotify.
Institute.
Or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Stitcha.
Yeah, Stitcher. Yeah.
Stitcha.
Stitcher.
Stitcha.
Stitcha. Or Stitcha. Stitcher. So guys, we're at your new house.
We're here.
Which
we
you
do.
Bought with money. We always said Cam was the richest, didn't we?
It's proven.
Literally.
It's been proven.
It's wild. Real it's estate. Very wild.
How have you been enjoying it?
It's been stressful.
We always start with the stress. It's been great. Yeah. It's been amazing.
I mean, it's very beautiful.
It's been amazing.
You know.
It feels so good. It's fun to own it. And it is.
It's good to be rich.
It's just very fun to like put money into something that like you're investing in yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That feels so good instead of just like pissing away money with rent.
Yeah.
And wanting to do upgrades and being like, this means something. I'm not just going to pay more money on top of it when I move out because my landlord's going to be pissed.
Right.
So it feels great. It has been, like, on Sunday was our first day that we were like, oh, we get to enjoy a normal day.
Yeah.
Every day has just been, like, high stress, which has been a lot.
What did you do on Sunday?
On Sunday, we had a little charcuterie board.
We went to the park.
We had rosé. We read.
Oh, my gosh. I want to be them.
It was really fun.
I really
it was just, like, yeah, it felt like very a mature Sunday.
I think the stress of the house is, like, for both of us, we can't relax until things feel clean or settled or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then when you move into a new place and then you have the control to like demolish walls and stuff and you don't have to ask anyone else, you're kind of like, should we just do it? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just do it. It's so
very thrilling.
But it's also so you can't ever settle down.
There's no peace. Know?
Frank is pooping
in the back. He just peed.
Frank is literally just letting
Can you see
loose.
It on camera?
I don't know. What's so unfortunate
is we're going to smell it.
It's going to be wafty.
I really tried to ignore it for the podcast and I couldn't. It was staring at me.
Hi, buddy.
Frankie boy.
On one today.
He's really.
Is it because Jack is back?
Yes.
Well, yeah. And maybe he's got a new house. Like, he's probably feeling free.
He loves the new house.
Do they like it?
Yeah. They're obsessed.
They like to stand on the balcony and just sniff into the ether. And it's really cute. Like, they're just like,
oh, she's going to do it.
Yeah.
There she goes.
On cue, Regan.
She's smiling.
Thank you.
Look at her.
Well, they get a view. That's got to be new.
Yeah.
Like, they have a perch to sort of guard dog, you know?
Yeah. I just waved at her. I have this weird thing where I wave at Regan's, like, fairly often. Mm-hmm. And then I realize that she probably, I don't know. Do you think she gets it?
She does. She's a smart dog.
Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. I love therapy.
Oh, yeah, we love therapy.
Oh, yeah. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? Mine is, you know, this past year. It's getting in my way. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours, which is so
super
iconic.
Fast.
It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. Especially now, everything's online. BetterHelp is a no freaking brainer. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And the service is available for clients worldwide.
Yes. So the great thing about BetterHelp is that you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So you won't have to sit in like a weird waiting room, you know, and let everyone else know that like you're going through it. BetterHelp also is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So BetterHelp wants you to start living happier today. Visit BetterHelp.com/dating. That's Better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So there is someone for you, babe.
Oh, yeah, babe.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Dating Straight listeners get 10% off their first month by going to BetterHelp.com/dating.
I highly, highly recommend it. Definitely give it a shot. Also, give Curology a shot. Thank you so much, Curology, for sponsoring this episode as well. I used to think that my skin goals were unattainable.
You were wrong.
I was wrong, period. I mean, I have fine lines and I have, you know, well, we all have pores, but I have you know, blackheads. And so I'm really thankful that I found Curology.
Yeah, and whether you're trying to take control of acne or if acne is no longer your top skin concern, that's like me. I'm more, you know, getting up there in the age range.
It's ridiculous.
Looking to, you know, stop my fine lines, dark spots, and things like that while I'm ahead. You know what I mean? So I'm looking to tackle that problem. And Curology will customize a prescription formula with three active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs like they did for me. I don't know if you could tell. I'm kind of glowing. And yeah, I mean, I love it. It was super awesome. The quiz was really thorough, but yes, really quick and easy.
And also kind of fun.
Yes. You get to upload pictures of your face, yes, and be like, oh my God, that's what I look like. And then you get your treatment plan after taking a couple selfies, and it matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin. And if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your issue that you want to tackle. So yeah, like I said, super awesome, super easy. They send it right to your door. It's personalized, so you know it's perfect for you. And then they follow up with you to make sure that you're feeling good, which I was. So take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you. Today, go to Curology.com/dating for a free 30-day trial and just pay shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/dating to unlock your free 30-day trial.
Thanks, Curology.
I always wave when you wave at dogs, they don't understand that you're trying to like just say hi. I think they think that you're trying to like show them what's in your hand. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, it's getting their attention like, always, like, in some way.
Following the hand.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I just did it and now she's approaching. So maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Cute.
Anyway, well, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
This is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I'm
Jackson
floored.
Back in.
Yeah. I that's what I said to Cammy.
Please
said,
do.
Let's be roommates again. Oh my God. Like, this is so exciting.
I already proposed Jack watching the dogs. Well, I said Frank. I didn't throw in Riggs yet. This is new news that I'm
You're taking her.
She's included.
but he said yes, by the way.
Perfect. Yeah.
And, but then he's not leaving. And we can't throw him out. Squatter loss.
That's my move-in date. And your move-out date.
Oh, Jack is looking for a roommate because
cute.
I wanted to wish you a congratulations on your new job.
What? I just got hired, you guys.
That's big
for
deal.
What?
It's a big deal.
Well, I had my True Jackson VP moment. So oh I'm God, the I senior vice president. No. no, I am creating content for a online video editor called Kapwing.
Oh my God.
And so pretty much it's like I like to explain it to people, like it's like the Canva of video editing. I do smell poop. by the way. And yeah, and so they don't really do like paid media where they like promote their product. It's mostly like they'll make like TikToks and YouTube videos about like, here's how you do a tutorial on this TikTok trend, right? And then they'll be like, and today we're going to use Kapwing. And so, yeah, I got hired.
Oh my God. Congrats.
Yeah, it's, thank you. Yeah, it does
I'm
feel
so
good.
I'm so excited for you.
I get equity in the company. So
that's
like if it does
there
well,
we go.
I'm gonna.
That's a good stuff.
That's very
good.
Yeah,
thanks, guys. Yeah, so, you know, 10 years from now, if the company sells for billions, I'm gonna be the richest. Yeah.
That's amazing. Or if they get bought.
So keep up.
It's good stuff. Those companies are so good to be a part of, too, because they're like, even if they never go public, they might get bought from Google or something. Yeah.
And the CEOs
and that's Gucci.
Came from Google. So they've got
there
the
we
connection.
Go. I'm actually interested. I want you to tell me more about it later.
I've heard of it. I think I've used it.
I haven't.
Yeah. So the
how exciting.
The interesting thing, though, that I was going to tell you about.
Uh-oh.
But I'll just tell you now.
It's like, I'm moving.
I'm quitting
well,
the podcast.
They are based in San Francisco.
Oh.
Which I already told you, I
Taryn
think.
Taryn knows it. Yeah.
Taryn knows. I've heard. Yeah. I've heard.
Okay. And so, yeah, right now, obviously, they're remote. But like.
Maybe not always.
Maybe not forever.
How big is their team?
I think like 20 people.
Mm. So it's kind of useful to be there if.
Yeah, so
that's what's so confusing about the world right now, and I'm glad I don't work in that area because it's like no one knows if you're going back, if you're not.
Yes.
So like,
well, and
what do you do with your life?
They keep saying like the best case scenario. They're like, we want to be back at this time, right? But then they just send out a survey to me being like, when do you think we should actually go back? And like,
what did you say?
Then asking you, when do you think we should go back, Jack?
Well, they're just everyone.
Asking when people are comfy.
I said, like until like everyone's vaccinated, it doesn't really sound like as secure to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of their ideas was to have like herd immunity in the office, so like 70% of people immunized, which like I think in theory is a good idea, but like
it's not enough.
I'm not really sure how herd immunity works.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I suggested January 2022 to like go through another fall winter cycle to see if like things spike up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, doctor.
With variants and all
that,
we really don't know.
But then you might move to San Francisco?
And you should.
Yeah, I mean, you think I should?
You 100% should.
Amy's pissed.
Taryn, shut
well,
the fuck
no,
up.
Well, but what I was going to say is even if I, you know, did have to move, I still think we could make the podcast work because...
You guys have made it work.
Well, I would like to even come back like maybe twice a month. The flights are literally $50.
Literally $50. When she was in San Francisco, I flew out of Burbank every time. It was... Very affordable Southwest.
Yes.
Point.
That's just signed the only up for reason.
That's the only reason I was like stoked about San Francisco was because I could be from like leaving my apartment in San Francisco to landing or to being at home or your house.
Mm-hmm.
It's two and a half hours.
Yeah.
Or
so something. Literally.
It's like coming from San Diego.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like,
and
you
it's
guys
fun.
Could just
I could
like
do that on a weekend.
The episodes.
Exactly.
Was it fun or was it like difficult a little bit? How long were you doing that long distance thing for?
Not super long. It was only like a couple months.
Yeah.
But it was so easy. I mean, I think that's different when it's your relationship because you want something normal. But for you guys having like a business relationship.
We don't have to kiss.
Yeah. You guys aren't like, you can hang out. You're not like missing each other in that way.
Yeah.
You're not like waiting to bone.
Well, I'm sure I would. I'm sure I would. But another thing that I also think is like getting back into the offices right now, I'm pretty sure they would be flexible in terms of like, you only come into the office like 3 days a week. So then I could come back for 4 days.
I think they'll always be like, flexible in that sense.
Yeah. So I could fly back on a Thursday, still work from home, work remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And we could record like
and
Thursday,
you come
Friday
and
afternoons.
Stay in the guest room down here.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Most tech companies are either doing like we're fully remote always. Like I think Twitter did that. Mm-hmm. And then there's a hybrid where you can say, I'm going to come in 3 days a week and then they have a desk space for you for those 3 days or whatever. And then you could always come in and then you have a dedicated desk space all the time. But I think most people are going to do the come in for
half
a couple days
half.
A week and be done.
Yeah.
I'm so
and excited. It's totally worth it.
You
should totally
be
do
fun
it.
Yeah.
Of like having that sort of like making new friends in a new place, but also like being really close, really cheap. I mean, like we could even with like what we make from the podcast, like that's so affordable to do like twice a month, $120 for a flight. Like that's easy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was calling you about the other day when you were doing something.
What was
I don't know what you were doing.
I can tell like I was boning.
Well.
She might have been.
Pre-boning, maybe.
What's a pre-bone?
I was at dinner.
What was going on?
Dinner.
Oh.
I was at dinner.
Yeah.
That's
how she got the bone.
With a special someone.
Whoa, Jack. What are you doing to me right
now? I love y'all like outing each other up.
It's cute.
Anyway, sorry.
I love that.
Yeah, so that's the update with me.
That is a huge update.
That
I'm
is
so excited.
That is
Thank
so
you.
Exciting.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
You're living in San Diego right now, though, right?
Yeah, I'm literally living exactly 2.5 hours away anyway. So, like...
It would be a shorter commute.
It would be a shorter commute if
the
I
flight's
went...
under an hour. Wow.
And I do it twice in one day right now.
Yeah.
I go up and back. So that's like 5 hours of travel a day. Like, it would literally be easier,
I think.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just San Francisco, you're fine. Well, I'll see you more.
That's cute.
But until then, I'm actually...
And you would just stay at like Nan's? When you
come? Or Gail's or a friend.
Can I come stay at Gail's?
Aunts or Gail's? Who are these people?
Right, aunts.
It's family.
Oh.
Anyway.
Cute.
Enough about me. But I am not enough about me. More about me.
More about
and
me.
Back to Jack again.
Before any of that happens, I am moving here.
Oh my God, fun.
Starting in a week or so.
What?
I'm living with my cousin, dog sitting my cousin's dog. for 6 weeks.
Oh my God, perfect.
So I'll be back. And then after that.
Wait, when's that up? Because then that's when you could come. I'll sit here.
That's up.
We'll coordinate.
Mid-May.
Perfect. That could be perfect. Okay.
Perfect.
You're booked through June, so keep your calendar open.
Yeah. That's everything. And so I'm feeling really excited. A lot of weight is lifted off of me of like, I can finally survive.
Yeah, like your fears of maybe I'll live at home forever.
Are curbed.
They're gone.
Yeah, dissipating.
Franklin, no, leave it. I think there's like a squirrel up there. Sorry. Oh my gosh.
Oh my
Frankie.
God, yes.
No.
Frank, stop.
No.
Uh-oh.
He's on the move. No.
Frankie, enough. Oh.
What?
He's jumped out and hit my face. Oh,
you're struggling over there.
Guys, stop. Taryn, what's like the gay...
Oh my God.
Guys, stop.
Imagine.
What's the gay life like in San Fran? I feel like it's really good.
It's great. Everybody's gay and smart. And so that is really fun.
I will not fit in there.
No.
Well,
there is like tech smart, and then there's like.
Wait, why did you say you wouldn't fit in?
I don't think I'm smart.
You are smart. You're very intelligent.
I don't think I'm smart, but you think I'm smart. You're the same smart that I'm smart.
Oh.
Hot.
Maybe.
What are me and Amy?
Don't ask.
Very cool. You're very cool. Yeah.
The best part about living in San Francisco is that everyone is your age. And no one is living.
Everyone has that same jacket.
Oh my God, you do look very
I'm getting
San Francisco
red right now. Amy, you look cool. Jack, you look smart.
What's wrong with looking smart?
Yeah. Smart's cool.
I don't think you look smart.
Oh my God.
I don't.
No, you look very San Francisco vibes, and I think you're going to love it. I'm so excited for you. I feel like you've been like a little lost at sea over the past few years, not really sure where you wanted to dock.
Years?
Yeah, you've been like not sure what you want to do.
No,
you're like,
it's true.
Go
it's
back
true.
To school, don't go back to school, this, that.
Yeah.
And you're like, I feel like you're cruising now.
Mm-hmm. It is true. You know, I feel more centered and
good.
Just like.
You seem it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enough about me. That's it. That's it for me. We can talk later. We'll chat over, you know, mimosas soon when we're all fully vaccinated and like can kiss or something.
Perfect. Can't wait. Can't wait to get back to the kissing.
But
all that kissing that we were all up to.
Well, it's our Saturday.
Franklin.
Oh my God, they are fighting. That's a great place to pick up.
What?
They just kissed.
First time.
Are you guys together?
First time for everything.
So you were long distance. Mm-hmm. I guess let's talk more about that.
But before that, you were long distance besties.
Yeah, we like would literally, when we were friends for what, 4-5 years? We never know the exact amount of time.
I
would
say 5. I don't know
why. I would say 5 too, but I don't know how many years it was. Yeah. But we would see each other like once a year and somehow keep in contact, which is like so not me. I don't like open up to people, but I was always really close with Tara.
Lucky beach. Yeah, I don't know why. We just like kept in each other's orbit. We only like we would see each other at random things or like Patreon things that I would invite you to or...
Even though I was like, I'm never going on Patreon. She kept inviting me to the events.
Well, that was just because we wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like, looking back now, okay, so you know when we were all 13, it's like, oh, that was gay. Do you look back now and be like, oh, that was lurv?
That is a great comparison. It really is though, because you're like, oh, I was obsessed with my camp counselor who is a girl and like would always untangle her necklaces for her, but I just wanted to do it for fun.
Whoa. Wait. Oh my God.
Kim
That's
always
really
says
intimate.
This.
It and was. So... I was like, I can untangle it, and now I'm really good at untangling necklaces because I would lie to her and say I was
You
good at
are.
It.
She does it with her mouth.
I would always be like, I have a problem. And then Kim would be like, give it to me.
Yeah.
And then in 2 seconds, I'd be foolishly putting it back on perfectly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that is, but people that can untangle necklaces, it's actually, you feel like really taken care of by them.
Wow. Well, yeah. I got you, baby.
You got me.
But yeah, I think in hindsight, there were, like I said, I don't open up to people easily. I'm not one to like pursue new friendships very often. Like, I'm pretty guarded, or at least I used to be. And I was, like, wanting to tell Taryn all my secrets, which is, like, why? Why did I want to, like, be so vulnerable with this stranger who I saw once a year for 5 years? Like, what was that? And why was I, like, being invited to her family holiday parties?
Yeah, Passover. That is more about that. I don't know. I think I just didn't have a lot of gay friends. Obviously, I loved Cam. But I also didn't have a lot of gay friends. And I had followed Cammie and Shannon prior to meeting them. And so I was always like, I don't know. I just, they...
She wanted a mentor.
Hot. No, but I think I just... Like, it's the same old story as why a lot of people follow you. You guys were, like, this, like, femme couple, and it felt like you I could relate because I didn't see myself represented elsewhere and all that. But then when we became friends, I was like, oh, it wasn't just, like, something in my head where I thought that we would actually get along. It was, like, we actually enjoy each other. And so when I would come down to L.A. and I think I would, like, want to expand that part of my life because I didn't really have – I hadn't. No gay friends in San Francisco until later. When I would come down, I would see you and I would invite you to stuff because it just felt like I was like planting a seed into that part of my life and like being around more gay people and stuff.
Yeah, and you did. Watered it.
Cute.
Watched it grow. And your mom always knew we'd end up together.
My mom is obsessed with Cammie since day one.
Did she say that like even before you guys started dating? She would tell you that?
Yeah, she would always be like, that girl, there's just something about her.
Oh my gosh.
She also really loves like beautiful people. She's kind of vain maybe a little.
She hates ugly.
I think she's very blinded by beauty. So she would always say that.
I'll take
That's a great compliment.
And she goes to like a lot of like spiritual guides. So I bet they told her that this was going to happen.
They might have.
I bet.
What would you say to that? It's like, Mom, okay.
Well, I would always just be like, everybody likes Cammie. Like, of course. Right. It's that kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, you know, you're just like, okay, sure. If it was some random ass person that's like not interesting or pretty, then it's like, Mom, what are you talking about? But it's like, that's everybody's crush, you know?
Right.
And to your question about being 13 and looking back, I have one memory of looking back and being like, this was some gay shit. Was when you came and visited one time.
When I was 13.
No. When you came and visited one time, I like, normally if I have friends visit, we crash in the same bed.
Very easy.
This
is so obvious.
You know.
Like, duh.
And when she came and visited, I was like, she's like, I'll sleep on the couch. I was like, no, take my bed. Like, totally take my bed.
But like,
she's
refused to sleep in the bed together.
She's like, you could sleep in here. And I was like, no, I cannot.
Yeah.
I will not sleep in here. And then I just like.
I was single. You weren't.
I was not.
I think you were like, that's not smart.
But if I had any other friend come up, guy or girl, I would have been like, totally.
Yeah.
Right. All's well. Let's cuddle up.
Yeah. So there was obviously something going on where it was like, oh, this is something more, or you would have just slept in the bed with me. It shouldn't have been an
issue.
Yeah,
it's tempting or something.
Yeah, there was a little something, but proud that we never acted on anything ever. I still am like, okay. I'm just happy, you know?
Yeah,
makes
I feel like
feel proud.
That feels good that we like let life happen, even though I think if we would have realized that there was something more there sooner, like we probably would have gotten together sooner, but I think it worked out perfectly that one of us was always in a relationship because I don't think individually we were ready for our person yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it like worked that we didn't say anything or act on anything or do anything until we were both single and ready to mingle.
Cute.
And so you said that you followed Miss Camden prior to like you were kind of a fan. Like you kind of
big time.
Like would you
fan
say
is a strong word.
You're
she has
dating
liked
a fan.
Every one of my Instagram photos ever. Yeah.
That can't be
true.
Find when you haven't liked. I dare you.
Whoa. I'm sure I've gone
okay,
back.
Okay, that's big fan mode actually.
That's not true.
Well, you're very like you are always like that. You like everything. But I like to take I wear it as a badge of honor.
I don't. Anyway. Yeah, cool. That's great.
Yeah, I'm
that
dating a
right.
fan.
Yeah.
What's it like dating a fan?
You know, it's probably how Justin feels dating Haley. I would equate it to. It's pretty cool.
Cute. I'm dating Justin.
I think, honestly, like, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who had never heard of you before.
That's what was hard. It's like, it's not.
I don't know about that.
You don't think anyone? That you're like the face of the lesbian community?
No, I don't.
You were definitely the femme face.
I think so.
The femme face of the YouTube.
Yeah.
Community.
Yeah. Like, LA
yeah, like some
YouTubers.
People don't. There are gay people out there who don't like follow social media people.
Yeah.
Like I've met lesbians who literally don't have any clue who I
yeah.
am.
Yeah.
Know?
And they're the coolest ones.
I just haven't dated them.
That is so
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I also knew Cam before.
I'm kidding. You guys, we're all internet people. Yeah. That was like a read for all of us.
My ex-girlfriend showed me you and was like, look at this couple
your
I found.
Ex.
Emily.
Yeah,
hello,
like,
Emily. Showed me you. And then I was like, oh, interesting. And then the reason
I didn't know this
that my last girlfriend and I started texting at all was because of Cam. Because I posted a picture with Cammy and my friend Steven.
Oh, my God.
And she DM'd and was like, wait, how do you know Cammy? And I was like, how do you know Cammy? Because I didn't know she was gay. So then that's the whole reason we started dating.
Oh, my God.
So kind of.
You've been haunting her relationship for years.
She's been waiting. I've just been like planting the seed to be like.
Someday, bitch.
That is kind of bizarre, though.
It's really,
that
really
is
really
bizarre.
Think about it.
You like manifested it.
Yeah.
Fate.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you.
Aw. Love you.
Oh my God,
you thank you.
Frank wants some love. Look at him.
Love you. Uh-oh.
Love you. That's the love I always looked up to. Like, I think it's
fairy
so
tale.
Cute when people are just friends and then like, oh, you've been here all along. Like, I've always thought that was so cute. And even like once we got together, I didn't realize that I had that. And then looking back, I'm like, oh my God, you were that person for me, that you were just like there and supportive and great. That's so cool. Oh my God.
I think they like each other.
It's almost like the gay equivalent, I feel like, of like high school sweethearts. Because like we didn't really have that. You know what I mean? But you guys kind of have that like storyline, even though it's
that's so
older.
Sweet.
Yeah. Or like.
So old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
even though we are sweethearts. Two high school students combined each. I could have gone to high school twice.
Was that really scary to like have that? Who initiated the conversation from like going from friends to wait, maybe I.
Uh-oh.
Is it?
Taryn did. It was kind of mutual. It was like, I think when we were both kind of like tiptoeing around it.
Hold on, I have to stop you. That does not sound mutual when Taryn goes. And you point at her, and then you say, "It was mutual."
It was definitely Taryn first. It was definitely
we're missing some part of the puzzle
because I think we were both like slightly tiptoeing, but Taryn like
said
was
it.
More blunt about it, and then I was like, "Me too."
Was that really scary for you, Taryn?
She was wasted.
I was wasted. So we were talking about our past relationships. And I said something about how I was always worried that you were going to get married. You said something like, oh, this is what happened. You said, you know, I would make you one of my bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And then and then I was
we were talking about,
what did you say?
So she said that to me too. Does that mean what next?
Yes.
Maybe if you would have come back with, how about the bride? That's where I see this coming, right?
Go. Yeah. I was like, hint, hint. No, we were talking about like how close we are. Even though we like don't see each other often. And I was like, it's crazy because I think the best way to tell who like is really important in your life is like, who'd you want in your wedding? Like, that's like the question of like, who would be there? Who would be standing with you? Who's most important? And it was like, Taryn was one of those people that immediately popped in my head that I was like, you are one of those core people in my life. Mm-hmm. And that's so crazy.
And I was shocked because I was like, one, I just did not think Cammy had me up on that list so high. So I was like, oh, that's so crazy. And then I said something, or maybe later we were texting. I don't remember. But I said something like, oh,
texting.
It was weird to talk about marriage
and
like
being
in your wedding. Just like, I was always so scared you were going to get married or something. Yeah. I said something where I kind of threw it out.
Oh my God.
It was a tiptoe thing again, where it was like, Well, it was kind of like the, but I want to be the bride. But yeah. not that
yeah.
bold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then she said.
And I would have objected.
yeah. I would be standing up there with you and be like, no, 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 bitch.
And then she said, like, wait, I really, this is what she said. I really wish you would have said this sooner, is what you said. Mm-hmm. And then my heart dropped and I sat there staring at my phone and I was like, holy fuck. And then I was confused that she was just drunk or something. And I was like, what is happening? Are we about to have the conversation that I think we're going to have?
Because I thought Taryn was like so close with everyone. I mean, she is. She's a great friend. Like if you're friends with Taryn, you know. But so I just thought she was always like this. And for me to be this close with somebody was so rare. Like that was weird for me. So I was like, I saw our friendship even just as like really special. And I was like, I'm just another one of her fucking friends that she like. Gives she Taryn makes you feel like the most important person. So I was like, I'm not that important as I think I am to her. And then when she said that, I was like, oh my God, I don't feel crazy anymore. Like I knew I was important to her.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cute.
So tell the people you love them.
Yes, aww. Please.
Or that you'll be pissed if you're their bridesmaid and not their bride. Yeah.
Seriously. I think that's probably gonna be my dying wish when I'm like on my deathbed, I'm going to be looking at my kids and I'm going to be like, you go tell, I'm going to look at my grandkids probably and be like, you go tell that little person you've got a crush on that you do because you have no idea how it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to go bad. Like likely it's going to go bad.
But that's
but
okay.
The odd chance that it's right.
It's worth it.
It's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cam, was aww. That like maybe a little bit of a test when you said like, I want you to be my bridesmaid?
1,000,000,000%.
I don't think you thought that when you were saying it. I still don't think
we talk about this a lot and she doesn't believe me every time I'm like, I literally was like, yes, I was trying to equate it to like how important you were to me. But I was like, one was being like, you mean so much to me. Mm-hmm. But it was also kind of like, what would you say here?
Right. Because it's almost like I couldn't borderline tell her friend zoning them almost.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't accept
it. It was the opposite of what I would think of like a move is her being like, you definitely be next to me while I go be wed to someone else. Just,
like, I'm not confident enough to make the first move like that. Like I was too scared that she'd be like, oh,
you don't want to ruin
the friendship.
I thought
we were friends.
Yeah.
So it was like easier to be like, me be like, oh, we're friends, to see how she reacted.
Yeah.
And I did see her face get a little sad when I said it in person. So I was like,
I made her sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That feels so long ago right now. Just thinking about that feels
it's weird.
Yeah. It's really weird.
Pandemic, man.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, you guys have really gone through your relationship from pretty much the beginning in the pandemic,
yeah,
which is a precarious situation to be in because, and you both work from home, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bizarre.
And I always tell Amy, like, never find someone who also works from home if you work from home. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in hearing about how spending that much time with each other has, like, I'm sure you've gotten closer than, like, mm-hmm. most couples get in this short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, how do you keep this, you know, from getting on each other's toes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can't keep from that. I think we are really good at communicating. So we like
we've learned to be good at communicating. Yeah, we would fight a lot about dumb shit mm-hmm. for the first few months of like living together because the beginning of our relationship, we moved in together and there was a pandemic. So both of them
but going from long distance
was crazy.
First, which is wow. like long yeah. distance is both the easiest and hardest thing in the world cuz you could spend a bunch of time together. You could spend like weeks together, but you're in the other person's space.
Yeah.
So there's no boundaries because you're kind of like, oh, this is your space. If it's messy, if it's clean, it's whatever. I respect what you want. Mm-hmm. And then we like made our own spaces each other's space. And that was like a quick time of adjustment. And like you said, working from home.
And then it was like, there's a pandemic, so no one else, we can't see anyone else.
Yeah.
YouTube.
It was literally
the world.
Us yeah. on an island, yeah. just like, and then we adopted a dog. And then,
then we bought a house.
It was very crazy.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And I think I have like a lot of trauma around setting boundaries where I like I think I've gotten so much better, especially through therapy. Go to therapy, kids. That I didn't realize what was me being like too difficult and what was me knowing myself and knowing the boundaries I need and vocalizing that. Mm. So I would get to a point where I wouldn't be saying anything and then I would get mad. Like
if I'm working, I have this complex of like, what I do as a job isn't respected. And that like, if I'm like scrolling through products, buying stuff online, product for a video, it looks like I'm just online shopping. And then I'm like, you try to talk to me and you're like, I wouldn't do that if you're in a meeting. So mm-hmm. that was like a big button for us for a while. I was like, literally don't talk to me. Maybe I have ADHD. I don't know. But I like can't focus on too many things.
Yeah.
So,
and that doesn't bother me at all. Like if I'm doing anything, you could come in and be like, hey, real quick, can you look at this and tell me what you think or something? And mm-hmm. that's like, great, sounds good. And then I just go right back to it. And that's probably from office life.
Yeah.
That's what I was
which
gonna
is
say.
Like, I'm so used to being around people and like, constantly no. and people just come to your desk and they pop in and you haven't had that ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was definitely hard because then I would get mad when she would get mad at me. Like, cause she'd be like, stop or something.
And those were all our fights. Like, yeah. one person gets their feelings hurt or mad, and then the other person's mad at that person's mad.
Yeah.
That's been like the cycle of all of our arguments.
Oh, yeah. And we still work on that. We've gotten so much better, but it's like, we get butt hurt that the other one's like, how could this is exactly what happens. Cam's working. I'm like, hey, babe. I go bug you and you're like,
yeah, the stalking. I'm like, don't fuck me.
She's like, I can't focus right now, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, sorry. And she's like, sorry, I just don't feel respected. And then I get mad that she could think that I'm disrespecting her. Mm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to buy groceries or like I'm trying to do something for the group, mm-hmm. whatever.
For the group, for this family.
For this family.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, to answer your question in a very long way, yeah, that took a really long time to get used to. And
it was just everything all at once and yeah. no outlet. Like normally you'd be at work or I would like wake up and go work out in the morning and get that release. But then it's like, I think it was hard for everyone to be home. But then it's almost like you put all of that on the person you're living with, whether it's your family or a partner, and you're like, yeah. you blame them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild. It was crazy. But I think in the long run, it made us a lot stronger, but it was like a difficult route to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's kind of like how, I don't know if you guys are doing this, but like if you're mad at like a friend or your parent or something, and then you like go out to lunch with a friend so you can like bitch about it. And then that like clears your head. And then it's like, okay, maybe it's not a big deal. Actually, yeah. you know, yeah. like I was just
you, like didn't have
needed
that.
To speak about it.
Yeah. yeah.
You didn't have that.
No.
So,
at all.
So you have to really work on that, mm-hmm. communicating it to each other and
not letting it like fester inside.
Yeah.
And I think there's like some level of that that's like obviously we should be working on that stuff and whatever, but I want to go bitch about you to a friend. Mm-hmm. Like I'm very excited for that.
I want you to.
Yeah. Like I really am. I'm like I think that's healthy too.
Yeah. That's how I yeah. know we're in a healthy relationship. I used to like have this idea, I think from other relationships where they would get so mad if I vented to friends about problems, which would make me just like hold everything in and no one around me know how bad things were. So I saw that as like a, I don't want to make all my friends hate you
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you have a healthy relationship, 99% of the time I'm raving about how wonderful Taryn is to everyone. I'm like, gosh, she's the fucking best, this, this, and this. So the one time if I'm like, this sucked, I feel like she's not getting it, then my friends can give me advice and be like, if anything, everyone's like, Taryn's right.
No, okay.
Okay. Like, but that feels healthy. Like, I used to be the type that was like, don't talk about your significant other to your friends, which yeah. I get, like, you don't want to only bitch about them. Like, share both sides. But it just yeah. feels so healthy. I'm like, yeah, if we're fighting, go tell your friends.
Yeah. Well, it's kind
hopefully
of like,
they tell you were the bitch.
It's kind of like, I'm not anyone specifically, I'm not saying this about you, but like it's kind of like delusional thinking just to like pretend that your or present your relationship as perfect.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
And like
call
also
me
I think it even invites your friends into your relationship more and gets mm-hmm. it's easier for like that relationship to become a part of the community at large that you're
yeah.
in
mm-hmm.
if you own up to this is like
it's
just
life.
A person that's like not perfect, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Because friendships are that mm-hmm. way too, you know.
100%. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the problems that you have now with Taryn, like Taryn coming and poking you, it's like, I don't remember what I was going to say. Never mind. I was going to say it's just like less
poke.
Severe.
Yeah.
And like that wouldn't make me be like, fuck Taryn.
Exactly.
Taryn's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm happy to talk about it. Like I don't want our relationship to look perfect because I'm not
hiding anything. And I think like that's a dangerous thought when people are like, oh, the people who only share the perfect moments are the ones with problems. But that can be true.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm thrilled to talk about that. I'm like pissed off at her for poking me too many times. Like that's so stupid.
Yeah.
And it's whatever. It's like, it's funny and it's life. And that's relationships. Like you're going to get mad about real stuff and stupid shit.
Yeah. And for people that are, for people that think that like, I remember I used to follow couples and be like,
are you talking about me?
No. I used to follow couples and be like, they would open up about them fighting and it would be stuff like that where I'd be like, that's still so stupid. Like you guys are just fighting about what, you know, her being bothered that you're talking to her while she's working. But I think for us, and what I think is great is that that is the pattern that we fight in is like being mad at each other for being mad. And then that goes from poking to like actual real big feelings. Mm-hmm. And so the fights
it's like
get
not
bigger
talking
or smaller
for a few hours
or whatever. Yeah.
And which is much easier in this house. The last house was like a one-story circle. We like our office was the same office. So like if we were trying to get space, it was like shuffling past each other in the hallway.
Not looking at it.
It was so awkward. In this house, it's like my office is upstairs, hers is downstairs. Like we can go
out. We go like this.
Yeah. And it's easier to cool down that way because it's like not having, because the awkward tension, I'm like, why aren't you hugging me? Like I know I asked for space, but come talk
not
to me.
That much.
It's too far.
Yeah. And this house is much better.
Humans aren't meant to spend like every waking moment with each other anyway.
Totally.
So.
No, yeah. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think human, you know, we're pack creatures. So like having only one person that you see all the time cannot be healthy. Like, like not that. The situation is not ideal.
We're fully on board with that is not healthy. And we didn't want that. Like to the point where when we were having Zoom hangs with friends, like one of us would go. And I'm so glad that to be with somebody who gets that and respects that time apart. Like I've been in toxic relationships where it's been like, I don't understand. Like,
yeah. Like why am I not invited to hang out with your friend?
Yeah. But it's like,
I want girl time. It's like, I'm a girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up. That's not what I meant. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Or exactly. It allows you that option to sort of bitch about them when they're not there, you know?
Like, and you're like, sweetie, cover your ears.
Or not bitch. Or like rave over them. Or talk about like that really fun sex you had that is like you have to tell everyone about, but you don't want them to know.
Exactly. It's healthy.
I love going to the grocery store because it's like I get to miss Cam. Like we like come back to each other and we're like,
we run like one errand and we like to see him and we're like, what do you do? And it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. Nice. What was the like trajectory that you saw your relationship going before the pandemic? So it's like you were in San Fran, you were in LA.
That's a good question.
How long did you plan on doing like the back and forth for?
Yeah.
I had already wanted to move back down here. I didn't know where.
Before we started dating, right?
Before we started dating, I wanted to leave San Francisco anyways. It's definitely a city that you go to for maybe 5 to 10 years and then you move back away from it. It's just so small. So I was already wanting to come back down here and be closer to my family and my niece and that kind of stuff. So I think when we first started dating, it was under the impression that I would move back during 2020 at some point, probably in the summer of 2020.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like mid-summer. Because I just didn't want to do an extensive long distance. Like, I just wasn't about that. But so it was like there was always an end in sight. But it was up in the air. It was like, oh, my lease is up midsummer.
Yeah.
I'll probably come move down. Like, and we started talking about, like, the possibility of living together so we're not both paying rent. And, like, if we were ready for that.
And then
bam.
And then bam. Wow. It was a lot.
How did you make that decision, like, okay, I'm just going to go. Because we didn't know how long it was going to last for.
It was an
accident. 2 weeks. Yeah, it was supposed to be 2 weeks.
Yeah, Taryn was coming down for my birthday. So March 11th, now I'm 30. But for my 29th birthday,
oh my God.
Taryn was actually supposed to miss my birthday and come down the next day. And then I think, I don't know if your office had closed down. No, they didn't close at all yet. But they...
Oh my God. There was like 3 weeks where COVID was getting... bigger.
I remember
that. And everyone
that
was like
so
fighting
vividly
in the office about like, closing should we not close? Should we not? Should we? And people were so afraid of everyone. I remember we got all these shipments of hand sanitizer and everyone's hand sanitizing constantly. But you're in a building of 300 people just like
it's only
spitting
open
on each other.
Office. Yeah. Like it was so scary.
And Taryn has horrible health anxiety.
I was so afraid. And I remember talking to a few people on our leadership team and they're like, Taryn, it's just like the flu. Trust
me.
It's going
to be okay.
This is going to be okay.
It's going to be 2 weeks.
And if we need to close, we'll close, but just don't even worry about it. And I was like, no. So then I left.
Oh, yeah. I think your boss was like, take a couple days. It's not worth you being anxious. Work from home. Yeah. And then she was like, I'm going to go down to LA. It's my girlfriend's birthday. So she came the night before my birthday. And that weekend, it was like, we're closing down Monday. It was like the 15th, I think, of mm-hmm. March. And then she stayed for a little bit. And then it was like, kept pushing her flight because the office wasn't open yet. And then mm-hmm. eventually it was like, I'm going to go drive up to San Francisco to get all my stuff and move it down.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like you just had to go with the flow, kind of.
It was
as
weird.
We
it
all
was,
did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I wasn't planning on moving down here, I think it would have been a really weird situation, but it was so serendipitous. Like
perfect
everything
timing
just worked out.
It was
out
just a couple months early. It was just sped yeah up a little bit.
Okay,
Siri. Siri doesn't know how to respond to that.
It says, Gary Taryn is horrible health anxiety. I was so afraid. Oh my God.
Siri.
She's like, bitch, I've heard enough about your health anxiety. Stop.
I don't know how to
Siri's
respond
like,
to that.
Seriously, I've been stuck with these patients for a year and a half.
That's iconic, and that's a great way to answer people's answers on the podcast to their questions. I really don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, there you go. You can just save that little clip and
yeah
play it.
Okay, so we're like kind of slowly coming out of the panty.
Mm-hmm. We are.
So
of the panorama.
Of the panoramic. So y'all gonna experience what it's like to just be a normal couple. Like
it's
in the world.
Crazy.
It feels,
I'm so excited for that.
We always equate it to like when people win The Bachelor and then they go into hiding for like 6 months and no one
oh,
knows
yeah,
that they're really together.
Hiding.
And then they get to go to dinner and it's like this whole thing.
Know,
that's how it feels.
I'm excited for like Taryn to go out and meet up with friends for like drinks or dinner and then like come home like a little drunk.
Wait,
I have to like go pick her up.
She's excited for me to leave for a while. Come home wasted so we can bone.
No. I did not say that, but I just like, we've gone on dates. We like, I'm excited for us to go out and go experience stuff, but like, it's so fun to move to a new city and experience that. And I want to experience that with you, but I also want you to like get that for yourself too. And then, yeah, you come home a little drunk and we bone. Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
Twist my arm. Yeah. I'm excited. I think we have been so crazy about the panty that like, yeah, our life individually and as a couple is going to change so much. And I don't know how I'm going to react. And that scares me. Like, I don't know how I'm going to feel being in a new city where, yeah, like, the pre-pandemic, I was living with all my best friends in, mm-hmm, like, a city that was completely walkable. And I had my favorite restaurants that I would just bop to. Like, it was just, my lifestyle is so different.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited that, like, we made a change like this together because then we'll both be exploring this area and like our new lives and stuff instead, yeah, of me just waking up one day and being in your life.
Exactly. Waking I don't have a life here anymore. Wake up in the morning.
Thinking that's some
it all comes
things
back.
Just wish you could get there. Sorry.
No, please.
Beautiful.
Again.
Yeah. I think also though, like, I think we have this idea in our heads, all of us, about like, one day over summer, it's just going to, like, open up again. Like, yeah, life's going to go back to normal. But I really think it's going to be, like, really gradual.
Yeah.
We're almost probably, like, not even going to notice.
I know.
In a
I
way.
Think we're going to, like,
mean?
Wake up and realize.
Wake up,
wake
in,
up
the
in the
morning.
Think about
it.
Think
about
it. And then we're going to be like, oh
it
my
got
God
better.
It we're
got
back
better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we'll probably, like, 3 months from now, like, maybe like take the risk and go to an indoor dining situation and then
oh
like
God
maybe we'll feel uncomfortable and not do that again
we'll
for like 6 weeks, you know, and
yeah
then like
yeah
maybe do it again, you know. I think it's gonna be really gradual.
Yeah,
I want to
yeah
have a vaxxed potty.
Me
oh
too.
I think
you
totally
should
yes
too.
100%. Like I told
I
you
vaxxed
we should all be
color coordinated with our vaccine.
Yeah. Oh my God, a theme party would be so fun. Like a real theme that we can all like dress
like
up.
Five girls.
I would love a theme party.
Moderna. Oh, we'll dress in like, Pfizer v. Moderna. In like really modern clothing. You know, like really. Like avant-garde.
Oh. What's Pfizer's about?
We could have our own like Met Gala, but themed by the vaccines.
Oh my God.
Vax Gala.
Pfizer would be like
virus.
70s pop art, I think.
You think?
Yeah. Ooh. I don't want to think that because we're Pfizer.
Fies. You all wear visors.
Ooh.
It's like tennis realness.
The Pfizer visors. Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. And then Johnson & Johnson is like twins. You come with your twins, right?
Cute. I don't know anyone who got Johnson & Johnson.
Yet. But I bet a lot of people will.
I know my sister-in-law did.
Oh, yeah. That's the only
thing. Shout out to you, girl.
Jana.
Find your twin and bring them on down.
Yeah.
Cute. I love it.
I want to potty, you guys.
Me too.
Like, I
want to
potty
badly.
Hard.
Me too. Like, I want to throw up.
You want to throw up? Thank
you. But like, you know, I want
but
someone
in like
to
a
like,
cool
I want to throw up, and then someone be like, "Oh my God!" And then I'll be like, ah! Like not like throwing up where I'm like incapacitated, but just like accidentally and be like,
"Oh like
my
God!" Like you take
God.
A shot,
yeah,
and you're like,
ah! Yeah, because I haven't done it in so long that it's just like,
yeah. Well, are you guys gonna wanna potty? Because now you're like homeowners, you're like gonna have a baby.
I answered very quickly.
Yeah, as you were talking about partying, so I don't know. I've had a lot. I think the last year before the panty hit, I was like, I don't know. I just started getting really anxious going out and like drinking. And I've had this whole past year and a half to kind of think about what I like. So I think it's going to be like a rebirth of who Cammy is when she parties. I don't know. I don't know what that entails. Like, there might be a lot of, like, DD in my future. There might be a lot of, like...
Cute.
DD.
Who's DD?
Like, Dungeons and
Who
Dragons.
Is DD?
Oh, my God. There might be a lot of D&D in our future, actually.
I think our definition of partying is really different, too. Like, when you would party, you would, like, party.
That is not... True.
That's true.
That Terrence is so because yeah, I've done so poppers that I like am crazy.
She was
okay. Well, who has? Have you never done poppers?
No, I don't do anything other than drink
all
alcohol.
Over my dining table, and she went like this.
I said, "Don't waste them, Zamboni."
See, that's a cam that I don't know.
I'm just fun. Like I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to say is, going out to me is not like. I'm not like going to clubs and like
me either. The biggest club we went to was Flaming Saddles, which is gone. We didn't go to clubs.
You're lying.
Flaming is a big club.
That's a club.
That's a club. But even now,
I mean, it's literally two stories with strippers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't even feel like a club to me. So.
Yeah. See, like I am more gonna be about dinners and bars.
Are you thinking like One Oak?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're not built for that.
That's what I think. Like previous Cammy was like in my head. I'm like I'm picturing
like a
club bar.
Have you ever been to One Oak
in like a mini skirt and like I don't know.
I've seen you in a mini skirt.
Like doing coke in the bathroom or something. Like she has a skewed idea of who I was. I was popper queen at Flaming Saddles. Doing an Irish goodbye by midnight. That was party camp.
Yeah.
She's not that crazy as much as we wish she was.
We all did that.
Like, it would be like, let's all go. And I feel like by the end of our time, like, partying, we would, like, no one would trust anyone would stay. So, like, it would be like, let's all go. And then it would never happen.
I'm ready for pre-games again. That's the kind of party I want to go to.
House part, like they're better when we can really
talk. You guys
can
come get drunk here.
That's what I was going to say. My version of partying is a really fun house party. That's the kind of party
I like.
Or
like a dinner party where we get too drunk and like talk about politics.
Guys.
That's what I want to party.
Guys. Also like a Clue game or something.
We've been playing so much Clue lately.
See, that's what
like,
I
that
want. I want like a murder
Colonel
mystery dinner party and like the murderer gets wasted and is passed out.
And actually murder someone.
Or like a competition, like Big Brother.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Like I have big plans for this house.
Okay, great. When are you moving in?
I want that for you. And I want
when
that for us.
When are you becoming Frank's nanny? Is what I really wanted.
He was sitting there just looking at me and I kept saying, I love you.
He has been staring at you this whole time.
I love him. He's happy.
That's the kind of partying I would like to be doing.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I'm also happy to like bump. I'm excited to bump into people with you. I'm excited to bone.
I thought you were going to say bum buggies for
some reason. Basting and boning.
I hate that term.
No, I'm excited to like bump into friends with you and be like out and be like, oh my God. And then be like, you guys want to go get a drink? Mm-hmm. And then it's like a thing and it just keeps like building.
Oh, I love
that's
those.
So fun.
Love those days. Yeah,
can't wait.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll party.
I want to party
at brunch.
So
catch
bad.
Me at brunch and then in bed by 6 p.m.
Oh.
That's perfect.
Okay. I love that.
That's the perfect day.
Yeah.
I want to go to like Candy Pop right now, like so bad.
Oh,
or
my
like
God.
Gay astrology.
It's over.
Die.
I know.
That. It's all over.
And
it's
Flaming's
done.
Over. What's over?
Scott's depressing.
Satellite.
No, it's over.
No, it's over. Satellite's over.
That's what I'm saying is over.
Yeah.
I know. Did you know? So what's next?
What you said what's over.
No,
like,
what do we have?
Well, I think that they're going to open like even better stuff that we couldn't even imagine.
Candy Pop is not dead. I think Satellite is, but they'll find a new venue here maybe.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine we reinvigorate Candy Pop here?
You'd we honestly
like,
could.
Devastated. Rebecca Black
like,
DJing
I want
in the corner.
All these people out.
That'd be sick.
That would be great.
That would be sick.
Cute.
They're going to open... Like, I mean, it's going to be a big cash grab.
Oh,
oh my God. The covers, gonna like, the, it's going to be like $100 cover.
And I will say, okay.
Yeah.
I would probably pay $250.
Jesus. For us both.
For us both.
Okay.
If it was first party back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It
guaranteed
was
safe.
Everyone's vaccinated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And... Ow.
And free drinks.
Why did I get so scared?
And ball that's service.
It. Well, that would be more.
Nah.
Good alcohol. If I knew that it was going to be good alcohol in there,
nah.
I would do it.
You don't need
I'll
it.
I'll bring a flask.
Yeah, literally.
All right.
As long as I know it's like Candy Pop music.
And how about, I know that it's not going to be overcrowded. Like if it
yeah.
were like,
there's a max.
If there was a nice
yes.
max.
I know, I want it crowded.
You do?
And yes. no one I hate's there. No drama. No one I hate or any of my friends hate.
Yeah. You right. get to control the
they
guest
can't
list.
Afford it. It's literally just going to be you guys in there.
And we pay for you guys. We drop like $1,000.
It's us more. Down. That's ideal.
That is ideal.
Oh, that is so fun. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for
what?
Life again.
I'm going to have a party like next month.
You should.
No, and I will.
I want to have yeah. a nice...
Housewarming
party yeah. where like mm-hmm. everyone either dresses up
ooh.
And it's like a real nice thing oh or we do something
or
themed.
Dresses yeah. like a slut.
Yes.
Like a slut.
Like a slut.
Dresses like a slut.
Taryn wants to do a party where every like she saw this one thing on TikTok where everyone was a different
version of Joe.
A different
did
type
you guys
of
do
Joe.
That?
Like a famous
like Cotton Eye Joe, oh, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Oh.
And Lady even... Gaga. Did you see that one where they were all
no.
the different Lady Gaga eras?
Yes. Oh, see, that's great.
And they're like,
great.
I'm passing the phone to... Or yes. they played, I'm passing yeah, the phone to the... What? How does it work?
Yeah.
There's gonna be so either... many of those TikToks. But it was
the drunkest one.
Yeah,
it,
the ones the I saw
the one
the drunkest.
That's going to be the drunkest is going to be Art Pop Gaga. And then Art yeah. Pop Gaga would get it and be like, I don't know.
It's
yeah, I think
best.
That was fun.
That's
I
what
want
I want.
That. I want like different
like I'd
versions.
Love to have like a Bob party and you come as famous Bobs.
I want to
wear a Bob.
See?
Bob the Builder.
Bob Ross, Bob the Builder. Yes. Bob.
Edna Mode.
What?
Edna Bob? Mode.
Oh.
That's great.
What?
Edna Mode's Bob.
Yeah, she's
and that
Bob.
Could be you.
That's funny. I get it.
Barbara
Streisand.
Streisand.
Yeah.
Bobby Burke.
Bobby Flay. Who is that?
Bobby
See?
Flay.
Bobby the Flay. Cook. The cook.
Flay.
That's so fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could be Bobby Flay. Anyway. Yeah.
There's like four Bobs.
There's got to be more.
It's like 70 Bob the Builders and one Bob Ross.
No, you like have to submit to the spreadsheet so there's no
Robert.
A Robert.
Yeah.
Who's so Robert?
Bob Pattinson.
Robert Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian. A famous Rob Bob party.
Bob.
That would be really funny. Yeah, that's yeah. the kind of partying I want.
And we're gonna.
We are gonna.
We're so close.
Like, making me ill. In the best way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Jack's ready to throw like, up.
He's I'm, pumped.
Do it.
I think also
do it on camera.
I hated that.
And it could even be like semi, like this is a great outdoor area. You could even do like an outdoor party if you're feeling scared at the beginning. You
oh,
know?
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, you told me that we don't have anything to be scared of if we're all vaccinated. Is that
you
true?
Know, well, I know, but we unknown. Might also feel like scared to do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's
just
true.
Depending on how many people are there too, you know? Like having like, if there are 15 people, you might be like, I'm scared. You
but,
know what I mean?
But Fauci said do it, didn't he?
I don't know. We'll have to look at
I guess
yeah.
all of my
you can hang indoors with other vaccinated people.
I want a few more people to do it first and see what happens before I feel comfy.
Well, this a girl that I know from high school invited us over to their house last weekend. She's like, hey, if you guys are vaccinated, like, totally come through. Obviously, we didn't go. But then I saw pictures of it and I was so anxious.
Like, it was a big party.
It was a big party.
And like, obviously they were all vaccinated.
All
they
vaccinated.
Texted us that we can only come if we're vaccinated.
But just thinking about being in that room with that many people, I was like, that is so scary to me.
That's what I'm saying.
So I get what
it's hard to even imagine stepping foot into
an
indoor situation where there's like over 10 people.
Yeah. I'm so excited yet scared to go to a concert again. Like sweating on strangers. Yeah.
Singing. Oh my God.
Everyone's like, yeah.
Spitting.
It's just like,
oh my God. Yeah. Everyone's spitting when you're singing. Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The droplets. I'm never going to stop thinking about how many droplets.
Oh my God. All the little like reenactments of the sneezing.
I'm not really exactly sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, reenactments of this.
Well, like in the beginning of COVID, they would show a sneeze and how far it
all.
And then if that person was masked, how far to go. Yeah. And then if you were masked too.
Yeah.
The droplets, guys. I have nightmares of the reenactment. It was like a Lifetime special. Come on.
She's acting like it's like those war reenactments of like hundreds
of
people.
That's what it felt like.
You're cute.
It's scary.
Yeah. We really do have PTSD, and we're going to have it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will.
I can't wait to tell my grandkids about this and, like,
they're going
to
not
really make
all.
It more dramatic. Like, if they're like, Mom, Grandma, I'm bored, I'm going to be like, you're bored. Yeah. I spent a year and a half in that.
Well, yeah, this happens every 50 years, so we're going to have it again.
That's such a bummer.
Yeah.
Probably.
But hopefully then they'll, like,
have a better handle on it.
Yeah, do it like how Australia did it. Australia's like abnormal for like maybe a month. And they've just been, they don't understand what we've been through.
No.
No.
I know. I've been seeing gays go dance to Dua Lipa during gay pride in the clubs indoor. And I'm just like,
no, they have
dumbfounded.
Now.
It does feel, it feels like illegal. Yeah. I mean, I guess it is here, but still. It
feels like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
When are the bars going to open again? If everyone is eligible May 1st.
Well, the bars are open.
Like out, but you mean indoor sort of?
No, is it indoor dining open right now?
No.
Every bar is
open? In Palm Springs it is.
No way.
I think indoor dining. Yeah, we went to Palm Springs recently and people were eating inside, no mask.
So scary.
It's so scary.
So scary.
And you don't even have to be, you don't even have to carry your card?
No.
That's bizarre.
I wish we all got like, I voted stickers, but for the vaccine.
Yeah,
so it's like, you know who's who. Yeah.
Like, you could fake it.
Yeah, yeah. Churches.
So.
I want, like, a license, like, with my picture on it.
Me
that says vaxxed.
And I want there to be, like, vaxxed-only clubs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that would be really cool.
And then it'll just make everyone want to get vaxxed, too.
Yeah, don't you think that they're going to do that?
Oh my God, imagine. I think they just want business at this point.
Yeah.
Like, they have been out of business for so fucking long.
Wow.
And it's like less worrisome because it's like, well, if you're not vaccinated, but we all are, it's okay. Like if you go somewhere and someone's like, I'm not going to get the vaccine. It's like, well, then you might get sick, but we aren't going to get sick from because we're vaccinated.
Yeah.
So I think that's less of a concern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Might get you sick.
Yeah. It's like if that's.
It always turns to vax talk.
Always. It's crazy.
Well, what else is on our mind?
I know. That's the only thing I can't wait to not talk about this stuff.
Same.
To be honest. Like I'm so excited for the day where we're like, oh, yeah, that thing.
Guys, today actually, or maybe it was yesterday, is my first day that I'm eligible to hang out with vaccinated people. Like, I'm fully, fully kicked
oh my
in.
God.
2 weeks lucky. Post my second vax.
Do you feel
my
different?
Gosh.
Wait, you got Moderna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't feel different yet because I haven't used my power
yet.
Because I feel like I was one of the earlier people to get it.
Yeah, you were.
But I instantly feel safer around you knowing that, though.
I don't.
Go ahead, cease. Give me your droplets.
No. No, you're not protected yet.
I don't want
to. I could still give it, maybe. Yeah. You still don't know about that.
I feel like the percentage must be just so, so low.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but you, I'll hang out with you. I'll
it's
kiss
literally
you.
Like Twilight, how Edward can hurt Bella.
Mm.
But Bella can't hurt Edward.
You know?
Were you
so
guys
true.
Team Edward or Team Jacob? We spoke
yeah,
about
we just
this
talked about
time.
This.
Ugh, I was way more Team Edward.
Me too.
Ooh, I was Random. A Jacob girl.
Me too, Jacob.
But watching back, I'm so grossed out by them both.
Yeah.
Guys.
What's the funny thing he says when he pulls up?
Did you guys recently watch it?
Frank. Yeah, I did recently watch it.
Hola, chica.
Yeah.
It's
what is
something
what does
like
Jacob
that.
Say?
He's slobbering on me.
Oh, Franklin.
Frankie, no!
Oh.
Frank.
He does love me, doesn't
he? Does.
Great to the bad.
There you go.
Hi, babe. Oh. Hi, honey.
Bring you happy, babe.
He knows to be gentle with me, and it's so cute.
Oh, yeah. He's like, she does not like when I go crazy.
Good boy. That's very sweet.
So you watched it. What did Jacob say? That was so funny.
Doesn't he say it like, it's like on hola, TikTok. Chica?
Yeah.
Or something.
Where have you been? Chica or something like says, it's so something, random.
He says something. Oh, it's like goofy Chica or something.
It's so bizarre.
I feel like we're getting further and further from what it was.
That's not it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, was it her last name? What was her last name?
Swan.
Thorn.
Not Thorn. Oh my gosh.
That's funny, Frank. Frank. I thought her name was Bella Thorne. That's a person.
Wrong Bella.
That's funny.
Hey, Frank is staring at me. What?
He's in the frame now.
Anyway.
Are you going to get married?
Whoa.
Yeah, we'll get married.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like so many people are going to get married next year. Like, yes. Everyone is pushed back.
Yes.
So everyone last year whose weddings got postponed are this year. And then I feel like a lot of people either broke up. Oh, my God. People either broke up or are, like, ready to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are going to be so many weddings over the next 2 years. So I don't know where we fall in that.
However, I feel like if you got an invite to our wedding versus someone else's, you would choose ours every time.
Oh, my God, babe.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I guess it depends.
Oh, on what?
Oh, my God.
Think of anyone else whose wedding you'd rather go to.
Wow.
Wait, no.
This is the party of the century.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Vaccinated Wait. Only.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah.
That would be a great way to weed out, like, Republicans.
Well, then no one on my side's coming.
Oh, my God.
That's not true. But I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't go.
Because they're anti-vax?
I think there's a healthy fear of the vaccine. That
I understand. Get some people being like, this is new. It's unknown. Frank, do you have something to say? He's like, no,
we're going to hear little sniffs.
Oh, I can't wait.
That is so cute.
That is very sweet. Oh, wait, why is he
so cute right now?
I know.
What do you mean right now?
He's just being extra snuggly, don't you think?
This is what he's like all the time.
Yeah.
Look at him. Are you joking?
Frank, sing it.
Cut him.
Thinking about singing.
But yeah, we'll get married. Probably, if I had to guess, we'll get engaged this next year.
She wanted me to propose, so I love her being like...
Wait, really?
Which I will, but her being like, if I had to guess when Cammy will propose.
Why do you want Cam to propose?
Yeah. I just want it.
Oh, yeah, that's some hot goss there.
Yeah.
I just want it.
You want to be...
I want to be proposed to.
Okay.
I think that maybe it's a complex somewhere in there, but I want to feel like... One, I want the moment. Yeah. Two, I don't like the idea that, like, who's ever the more femme person in the relationship just gets the other one assumes the position of, like, the traditional guy. I don't like that feeling. So I would rather, I just want it. I'll propose back, obviously, but I don't want to feel like just because I wear a hockey jersey of some team I don't know that like I don't that I don't you don't you're not gonna get down on one knee and be like marry me like I have to ask you I just I don't know just
wouldn't that be so scary. I just can't imagine like going down on one knee and asking someone to marry me. I think I'd be shaking so hot.
Oh, for sure. Even though like I'm obviously gonna know she's gonna say yes.
No. It's not about that.
But like, yeah, it's...
We'll see.
It's a vulnerable moment.
Nervous.
We'll see.
I also have like a bad
turn
knee.
It down. I do this whole thing. And I'm like, no.
Dude, I would be pissed.
That would...
Yeah.
Suck. I'm not...
Yeah. Rightly so.
Like, I won't. I would be fuming.
That would be really wrong.
Would... Yeah, so I was about to ask, in gay and lesbian relationships, what do we think about that? Is it a two proposal moment? Is that... What we think is better, you can both propose.
I think it's very case by case. You know, like there are some people who are in a queer relationship, but it's like they just have that dynamic that one person's going to propose.
Yeah.
But like,
I don't even necessarily need propose to. Like, I know Taryn wants, like a big thing, and I want to do that for her, but I would be down with, like, us sitting on the couch and her asking right. me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the
which point. Is why I think it makes more sense for me to propose first, because it'll be, like, a big to-do, and then, like, I just want her to, like, say it back in a fun
reaffirm,
way.
Reaffirm, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's so weird, because even in gay or just queer relationships in general, there's still some, like, heteronormative structure that, like, we even place on ourselves, because it's just what you see everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's... I mean, so even just the idea of one person proposing to the other, I think, is heteronormative in itself. Like, shouldn't it be a joint decision? Yeah.
Or one person wearing an engagement ring. Like, I remember someone I knew was like, I will wear an engagement ring only if my boyfriend wears one, too. Why, as a woman, should I have to, like... Be claimed. Yeah. You walk around not
right,
claimed.
You're a bachelor, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to wear one.
Fine, I don't have to wear a ring. Get me a big ass rock.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that same way sort of about when, like, hearing straight couples when they're like, I'm going to make sure that I ask your dad for your hand or whatever. I'm like...
You don't need his permission.
Yeah, you don't need his permission, firstly. Like,
Ask me, though.
But also ask my mom. You know, I wouldn't want you to just like ask my dad. Like, ask my mom, ask my sister or best friend. You know, like
ask
all
me.
Of and ask me.
Yeah,
yeah. Like it's that's a weird.
There's these weird like exchanging of ownership vibes.
Sure.
Ask each other. You
I'll make him ask. I'll have like a list. So you have to pass all of these roadblocks.
It's like Harry Potter. Potter.
It has to be unanimous. It's like a jury, you know.
A unanimous decision.
Yeah.
That's kind of good though.
Yeah, you should want
you should
unanimous.
Have a jury.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should set up like an anonymous like feedback box. Ooh. Have a party and be like, I really want to ask Taryn to marry me. If anyone has objections,
no,
place
no.
it in the box.
I don't even think it should be anonymous. I think it should be a court case. Yeah. You bring your case. The other person brings their case. You've got
so
the defendant to play the
who is
the
defending?
Devil's advocate.
Who is against this union?
I think you hire someone. It's a new business.
Oh my God!
So that person says, so what if this situation happens where
it's
a
like
fight
the city.
Would be? What? How would you handle it?
Yeah.
You know.
Cute.
Oh my God! Does. I love that. It's also weird that Frank?
King.
It's weird that you, like, a lot of times, like, the dad walks the woman down the aisle and then gives...
The daughter away.
Gives the daughter away. Mm-hmm. It's like, hi, I'm, like, selling you my daughter. Like, that is really weird to me. Yeah. But I also do want my dad to walk me down the aisle.
I was gonna
you
say,
know?
That does not bother me at all.
The tradition and the root of it is very bizarre. To be like, here, take care of her, feels bizarre to me. But I also want it.
But, okay. One more thing, though. I'm just thinking now.
Thinking about
like,
so many
my
things.
My dad wouldn't walk me down the aisle.
Why?
Like,
he could.
He could.
Why not?
They do.
Think I would want both of them. Arm in arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
link
that,
and link.
That's normal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, normally, the groom walks down with the mom, right?
With his
no,
mom,
normally,
right?
With his mom? I
yes.
don't know.
Or the groom walks down by themselves before anyone else
yes.
goes.
Oh.
And then the mom and the dad come together. Right. Then the dad goes back.
It's so, like, there's so many things with weddings.
See, but I have some weird thing where I feel like I don't identify with, like, being queer. Super, I don't. Really?
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I'm straight. I, like, feel that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Taryn wants, like, all the normal things. Do you want me to wear a suit?
No.
Wait, that's hot.
You look hot in a dress. I mean, you do look hot in dresses. You'd look hot in a suit, too, but I want to see your back.
A backless suit.
Pantsuit.
Guys, I could work with this.
But what I was saying is, like, I feel like when you become queer, it's, like, expected that you...
Don't subscribe.
Like, you just do everything different.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I want to do everything the same, basically. It's just I want to marry you.
And then I'm like, don't want that. Yeah.
Maybe you'll have to have two weddings, maybe.
You
because
don't want,
like
different. One you don't want it so different than what I want.
Well, our hot topic one is this brings us back to us getting together. I don't actually want bridesmaids. Unless it can just be Taryn.
Which is... That is not even a question for
what?
Me.
Well, it doesn't... You don't have to have bridesmaids, but Taryn can have like her whole gaggle of girls.
That just seems crazy. I'm going to have like 15 people standing up next to me, and she'll have no one.
But we're all going to be in the seating area cheering. Yeah. Like, what's the difference?
I don't want it because I think it puts pressure on your friends.
And it's going to be the whole bridesmaid squad is just going to be completely drunk and not able to stand anyway. So, like, why expect that?
True, we are having mimosas while we get ready. Yeah. So I don't expect you guys to even make it to the ceremony.
Well, get ready by yourself. That'll be kind of sad.
No, I want that. But I don't want, like...
She doesn't want them standing next to her during the ceremony.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like I just want it to be, like, us.
Intimate.
She thinks that it's an ask of people. But it what is. You don't realize is when people love you, it's an honor. It is not an ask.
I've been in weddings and I find it to be an honor, but it's like, I just think it's like, buy this, do that. It's like, I don't want anyone spending, like, I'm not going to make my bridesmaids pay for anything. That feels crazy to me.
What about all your bridesmaids wearing the same dress?
I hate that.
Different
dress.
Or, like, wear whatever you feel good in. You're not there. You're not my accessory.
I completely agree.
You're not there to make me look good. Like, yes, I want, if I'm having 10 people stand up there with me, I want y'all to feel the hottest you have ever felt.
But you can feel hot in a thing that is in our color scheme.
Yeah. You just say, like, wear some black.
Yeah.
Whether it be dress,
as long
suit,
as it's super simple
want.
And not, like, I don't know. I also hate matching.
They're
like,
not going to be.
That.
I don't want
me
matching.
Too.
Especially because I'm going to have guys and girls up there that, like, I don't want everybody in the same thing. And then the guys in like little matching suits, like that feels weird. So it's going to be a vibe. Perhaps a few colors that they can choose from.
I might say colors that you can't wear, like just neutrals. Or like everyone do a monochromatic moment.
So she's
fun.
Grayscale.
Well, grayscale, I know I have to.
Oh, you have to.
But there's going to have to be like a big compromise of what that looks like.
That's
do you
want to
have
fun.
The same amount on either side?
I don't care, but I'm no she's gonna say yes.
No, I don't care for the same amount. It's just I will have a lot. So
a lot.
If that's up to you if you want to have less.
Less than.
Optically,
like
if that's
a loser.
Oh my God. Weddings are weird.
They're so weird.
It's like a power trip or something. Not a power trip. It's like a
ceremony.
It's a ritual.
It's bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Like a cult.
I don't think I want one now that we're talking about it.
Oh,
really? There are
I'd rather
things
throw
I'm
a party.
More excited about in life.
Well, that's what I'm
that
seeing
is
it
what
as.
It is.
I'm throwing
that
a
is
party.
What it is.
Well, I'd rather throw a party without all the stuff before.
Yeah,
start the party and the party.
Oh, I don't like
we're
a
here
wedding
to party.
Shower grosses me out.
What's
oh,
a wedding
my God,
shower?
No. You are
but
in for the rudest awakening.
But bachelor party?
That's happening.
We're going crazy.
Yeah,
spend all the money that you would be doing.
You don't have...
She wants them. She just doesn't want them standing up there. You're going to have bridesmaids.
Okay. I'm going to have bridesmaids. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, but it's going to be like, hey, guys, I don't organize me a party. Like that, it feels so rude to me to be like, hey, guys, I'm getting married. So you have to plan this, and this for me and spend all your money on it. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, I got us an Airbnb for the weekend. Come, we're celebrating.
I don't know. I think there is something fun about being surprised and like to do things for you. But
yeah,
I think you, if you feel weird about
everyone.
It, you
I
could say,
bad.
You could say, hey, take this little sum of money I saved for this, or like my parents or whatever. Are
I
giving,
like that. Do,
like, let's use this and have
that's
a ball.
Cute,
but I want to be surprised.
I
you know?
But then
like
imagine
but then
you
so
saved for
they
it,
have to do it,
and then they book something
fun.
That you hate, and then you're like, this is what you spent.
Your friend should know you enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't want to. I have like an issue with being a burden, I think.
That is
maybe
the thing.
Thing.
And to me, I know that when I ask my people if they want to be my bridesmaids or my groomsmen or whatever, they're going to be like, yes, 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 we get to celebrate you and your love and the love that it's going to bring us.
Maybe we organize each other's stuff. Like, I'll organize your bachelor party.
We got a whole ass wedding to do.
Yeah. You don't want to organize all these extra. That's why you have.
I'm a control freak.
Right.
Of course I want to.
Yeah.
What's funny is we'll probably be on this podcast again when we're engaged and talking about like when we're actually doing our wedding.
Oh,
I'm gonna end up like save this clip and then I'm gonna be a crazy bridezilla being like everyone in periwinkle right now.
Yeah.
Amy ordered that as the wrong shade.
Periwinkle.
Oh my God.
Cute.
Oh my God.
That is so fun.
What?
I can't wait.
Okay, I don't know if this is something that you're willing to say.
Oh,
but we asked Elle Mills how much money she spent on her birthday party. How much money on a wedding Do you anticipate it?
Have you been watching Marriage or Mortgage? It's all we can talk about.
No, but
it's on Netflix.
Suddenly, I'm
it's
very interested.
Amazing.
In that.
They spend so little on their weddings,
like,
though.
To me, it's not a little amount. It's like always 20 to 30, maybe 35 grand.
That seems like a lot.
But no, that's a little for
but
a
it is a
party.
Little for a wedding and what you can get.
Yeah.
So it is actually terrifying me the amount. Like every time I'm like, oh, we'll probably have like 50 to 100 people. And Taryn's like, we're going to have like 250 to 300 people. Do you know my parents? And that's making me anxious. I also don't like crowds.
Oh my God. Yeah, we'll like be lifting you above.
But isn't it customary for the parents to pay anyway? So it's like not your problem.
Yeah. It's customary for the bride's parents to pay for
perfect.
The
So you have
thing.
Double.
But I think...
So you're the bride, I'm the groom.
Oh, right.
My parents already say that they will pay for our wedding. I don't know. Like,
that also makes me
that
extremely uncomfortable.
I don't know if they're... what they're expecting. We haven't sat down and talked about it, but I know that they will be that they will be giving us something for the wedding.
We're gonna have a little 10 person shindig in this backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's also
that's,
fun.
I think cute. That's cute.
I'm not going for cute.
Oh, what are we going for?
We're going for
like
it's
city
a party
shutdown.
With everybody that I love.
Yeah.
And she's going for like mayor escorting you.
100%.
Oh my God.
100%.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
So they didn't
whatever
give us a number.
My bride wants, no my bride will get.
Number wise, I don't know what that means. Maybe, no, I don't even know. I can, no, never mind. No.
No, I'm curious.
No.
Me too.
I don't
me
even too. Know what that a that wedding would, costs, yeah. But I'm sure it's going to be something that makes me very uncomfortable, the
yeah.
amount well, of it, like it just going away in a day.
It could be like a down payment on a house,
yeah.
maybe, depending on how
that's
much you
what
spend.
Marriage or so. Mortgage is. They yeah. pick down payment on house or wedding. And I'm like,
yeah.
how?
Always
how?
Down payment.
A lot
always.
Of them pick wedding.
Which
most
we
of
did
them pick
start
wedding.
To kind of understand, but we'll talk about that later. It's crazy.
Always good. House first.
House
I know
first.
That yeah. somebody was, a friend of mine was planning their wedding and they spent $25,000 and it was like pinching pennies
yeah.
to get a wedding that they love for that price.
Weddings are too expensive. Why does it cost $6,000 to rent a like hall to have it at? It's like, that's a building. I'll pay your utility fees for the month and it won't even be that much. Like people are being robbed because
yeah.
it's a wedding. Like, I can buy a bouquet of flowers any other day, $50. On your wedding day, $500.
Yeah. Oh my
what?
God.
Yeah. I
and I can't wait.
In my head, a wedding is like $100,000.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah.
Honestly, like
maybe more.
Yeah.
No.
Which is like,
I'm thinking in the realm of like at least 75, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Is like,
that's what I think too.
I'm in like, pain.
Because
we could buy
if you
a
pay,
car.
If you pay for it's at least $100 a person, which
yeah.
is a small for a sit down, and then if you have 200
open bar.
People, open bar,
yeah,
vegan options,
yes,
oh
vegan
my God.
Options. See, if we like do no vegan, zones. Then maybe we could make it cheaper for you.
Or do no meat.
Ooh.
Ooh, that
vegan's
be
more
way
expensive.
Way cheaper.
Way.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
chickpeas.
Way cheaper. Yeah, literally. Hummus.
So what we're saying some is hummus if there's any sponsors out there who would like to pay for
oh,
our
yeah.
wedding.
I'm sure
oh,
yeah.
A beyond
God,
wedding.
Make a killing on that.
But that would be so annoying to have
channel.
To like work your what?
I see
yeah,
your
that's
future.
A family vlog channel.
Yeah, family vlog channel. You're going to have all of the like vlogs of, you know, trying on the dresses. You can
I'm
do,
actually
like,
really excited for that. I've been on wedding TikTok for a while now.
Yeah.
And like even some people who low-key like kind of annoy me, I'm obsessed with their content of
yeah.
like every
the
little
baby.
Detail they're talking about. Like they there's this one girl, she's amazing. She talks about like every outfit ever, like what she's going to wear the morning of. She has like 8 outfit options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What she wore like every day. She changed 8 times on her
8
bachelorette
times.
Party.
Like, it's just like you're spending the whole night in the dressing
girl,
room.
Girl, wear a pair yeah. of jeans.
I know.
Let's go.
It was amazing content and it was so fun that I was like, God, am I going to turn into this?
Are you guys going to have like a destination where we all stay and then we all have like the breakfast the next morning? The
I would love
breakfast?
That.
Well, that's
I would love
fun.
A
French that's
yeah,
a
that
worthy,
fun.
That's a worthy
investment.
Wedding cause.
I don't
yeah.
want to do a destination wedding, but I definitely want to do like
it'll
a-
be here.
It'll be- probably Southern California.
Like Malibu
I kind of want to do Palm Springs or something. I feel like that's a good spot.
Too hot.
That's amazing. Malibu
Napa,
Cafe.
Napa.
They have like a beautiful
oh,
lounge.
I found it on bride TikTok. I found another winery in Malibu that's like lesser known that is stunning.
Cute.
Ding, ding, ding. Question alert. Last names.
But yeah, my name is, it's too much of a mouthful to hyphenate unless I get rid of my middle name, because I can't be Camden Mary Elise Scott Arnold or Arnold Scott.
Yeah.
It's too long. But I don't know. I have this weird attachment to my middle name because it's just so stupid and weird. Like,
more than your last name?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be Camden Arnold Scott and that's it. Like, I want a middle name. So I don't know.
Well, you could make your middle name Scott.
Exactly. That's what my mom did. That's what my mom her did. Her maiden name Kardashian is her did. Middle name now.
Yeah. But I so also it'd think it'd be cool to like pick a new last name.
Camden Scott Arnold.
I think picking a new last name is at the bottom of my list of what I would
Me
like.
Me too.
Yeah. Just because it
doesn't make sense.
I know. It doesn't make sense, but.
It makes sense, but it doesn't. In theory, but not in practice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know.
And we can't keep our own names because I want our kids to have. Like, they already are going to
then whose name
either
would
be, right. not one Pick of ours, but, like, biologically, it's not going to be both of our kids. So I want us all to have the same last name.
Mm-hmm. I want Arnold Scott.
Arnold Scott, I think.
I think it sounds so strong.
Sure, it sounds really regal.
It sounds like that's a cool kid.
And you know what?
I don't know. I like it.
Keep your middle name. Who cares if it's long? Because you're rarely ever saying
it. Like, taxes to like
I think
it never
keep
fits
it.
In all the boxes
yeah.
and just gets confusing.
Camden, but I also Mary Elise Arnold Scott is like
that's kind of
iconic. Yeah.
But the only reason I want Arnold first is because I feel like I got a lot by being first in the alphabet.
And I always think I got a lot by being in the S's. Like that all the cool kids were the S's.
The lame kids were the A's, but we at least got to go first and do stuff first.
Yeah, I think the one syllable name always goes at the end. The one syllable last name.
Yeah.
When it's
Arnold
hyphenated.
Scott sounds right.
Yeah. Scott Arnold. Yeah, it's that's
like
a little
it would
heavier
definitely
on the
be Ordman Dodge, not Dodge Ordman.
Oh wait,
for sure. I think
Taryn Dodge Ordman.
Well, when we say
Taryn
like
Ordman Dodge,
it doesn't sound right
because that's one syllable, two syllables.
But that's I think because and.
I okay. always say Amy that. Jack.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amy Jack. Jack Amy.
I don't know. Arnold Scott does sound better.
It does.
That is not an argument between us whatsoever.
Yeah. I'm to the courthouse.
Yeah, I'm on board with Arnold Scott. It's just what I do with my middle name. That's the problem.
That's keep it. It.
Yeah, keep it. Keep it, girl. It's
really?
Yours.
Yeah.
Taryn Candace Arnold Scott.
Let us know in the comments. Yeah. What would you do if you were getting married
and
in a gay way?
And had like 12 names.
I was actually thinking we change it to last name Tammy.
It'd be
Bring
Cammy
it
Tammy.
Karen Tammy. So it'd be
Ew.
Cammy. Cammy. What is it?
It would be Taryn Tammy and Cammy Tammy.
It's too much.
I do be loving it.
We could be Scarnold.
Scarnold.
The Scarnolds. Ew.
We could do Arnold. A lot of things, but we won't.
Yeah. But we could, and that's what's important.
We are the Arnold Scotts.
That's so cute.
That is really
the
cute.
The Arnold Scott family's coming over.
That's
and then
our
we're like,
family
woo-hoo.
Vlog channel. The cute. Arnold Scotts.
Aw, cute. I love that Amy figured out our future. Thank you.
She's going to be our manager.
Perfect.
Our family I vlog channel manager.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming and you, bearing
lovely.
All
of course.
Our
thank
relationship.
You
yeah.
To our home.
This is our house.
I can't wait to come back.
Come anytime.
Where can we find your couple's channel?
fuck
well, you.
You
need to a podcast. So they should go listen to your podcast.
I do.
Yeah.
I forgot. I always forget I do because I haven't done it in so long.
Oh, but yeah. I was meant to be on your podcast.
Yeah, I know. But then we bought a house and then I couldn't keep up with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should happen.
But I will. My podcast is called Stuck with Taryn Arnold. And you can listen to it if you feel a little bitty stuck, you know?
Cute, babe. My podcast is Uneducated with Cammy Scott.
Listen to
Come
it.
Come get
if you
a little
feel
more
little
educated.
Uneducated.
Yeah. And our podcast is called Tammy.
Tammy Arnold Scott.
I love it.
Ew.
Okay. Thanks for listening. I'm Amy Oddman.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
See you next Tuesday. I don't
need that. We can be broken hearted lovers.